Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank Business, banking for good. Member FDIC.
Wow. Hey, I mean, this is huge. Game day, morning of.
Yeah.
And we're getting a chance to talk to the guy. We're getting a chance to talk to John Gruden, who joins us now. Coach, good morning.
Hey, man, you guys doing all right this morning?
You know, we're doing great. I mean, the question is, how are you guys doing? This Antonio Brown saga, just what a debacle that's been. How are you dealing with that internally?
Well, I'm pretty much past it, man. I think the guys have all thought about it, and it's just a minor little blip. We're not really paying attention to what's going on, man. It was Antonio who?
Yeah, well, how did you feel when you found out that AB was recording your phone call?
I think that was that wasn't me, man. Did you see the press conference? That was Frank Caliendo, man.
Are you? Was it really Frank Caliendo? Would Frank do that?
Man, he's a bad guy, man. Not only was Frank Caliendo, he was also doing Drew Rosenhaus and Antonio Brown. In fact, he even did the ring. He does sound effects like that guy. You ever see that guy in the Police Academy? Monsignor Larvell Jones, that guy, man? That's what Caliendo's doing. He can do a helicopter. What else? He does alarm clocks, man. Caliendo. He's tremendously talented in terms of sound effect humor.
Obviously, Frank Caliendo joined the program.
This isn't John Gruden?
No, it's not John Gruden.
I thought it was John Gruden. That's what I told.
Hey, Frank, obviously, unbelievable job and what you've done. Like, you have really, it's interesting to me because you have really developed this relationship with, like, where Gruden actually calls you to come in and do things, right? Take me through the first time you met John Gruden, because wasn't there a little apprehension about meeting the guy after doing the impression?
Mark, you were there. It was at the Super Bowl in New Orleans, and everybody was hanging around in that compound area.
Right.
And I actually talked to you right before that, and everybody's standing around. Gruden's standing there with a coffee. Uh-huh. All the executives are waiting to see if it's going to go okay. You probably didn't realize that was the first time I'd met him.
So I didn't know that.
Yeah, I walk up to him. He's got the coffee, and I'm like just talking to him. We're actually just nodding heads at each other, like we're doing karaoke and following the bouncing ball. I mean, I got to do the words of that ball bouncing, man. That sounds pretty tremendous right there. So he looks at me after 2 minutes, just nodding, goes, "So, you're the guy that does me, huh?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Where are you from?" And I Googled where he was from. So I said that was like Sandusky, Ohio. He's like, "Really?" I'm like, "No." He's like, "Good, because you were blowing my mind, man." So we hit it off pretty well there, decently. And then I did quarterback camp and stuff with him later. And last year, when they came to play the Cardinals, they had me come and talk to the team. They ended up winning the game. And then Gruden every week would text me, or somebody from the Raiders text me, "You guys busy this week? You're a good luck charm, man." I'm like, "I can't come every week and talk to the team. You guys got some money to pay me?" "Nah, we're broke, man." "No, you get $10 million a year. You can afford me. You'll be all right." But then this year they called me for Hard Knocks. And when I went to Hard Knocks, that was here in Arizona as well. And they called me like 3 or 4 hours before I went over there. And one of the guys, Jeff Leonardo, I always have to go through in Ninja Turtles, remember his name, Michelangelo, no, Leonardo, Jeff Leonardo, man. He calls me or texts me and says, "Come on over at 8 o'clock or whatever." I did. I went and spoke to him, and they won that game too. And this is, believe it or not, after the first game, Gruden's like, "I'm sending you a game ball. You won that game first, man." So I got a game ball from there, and I just got a notice from UPS. My second game ball is coming. All these guys who worked their entire lives taking these beatings, playing football, and are actually talented and worked that hard for the game. You know how hard it is? Yeah, of course, Schleyer, you know how hard it is. You guys know how hard it is to get a game ball. I've got two.
And like, What's the magical potion you're giving these guys to get them motivated to play, Frank? I mean, I need you get stop the comedy and just become a motivational speaker, apparently.
Well, the first time was I did do a little bit of motivational speaking in a way. I went out there, I did some Gruden stuff, and Derek Carr came to me afterward, and he's like, man, I don't know what it is, but you really pumped us up. Something about just seeing your coach and your coach, a guy, you know, the coaches always have to have these, I don't guess they don't always have to. Some of the new school coaches aren't exactly the same way, but football coaches, a lot of them are still in about 1960 or so, maybe 1950. And they're still bulls in china shops, that kind of a thing. So, you know, for Gruden to bring somebody in to make fun of him in front of the team just broke the tension and the knock on wood if you're with me. Last year, when I said knock on wood if you're with me, there were a couple people knocking a little bit. This year I did it. The energy in that Raiders room was crazy. And that was still 3 weeks ago. So the Antonio Brown helmet stuff was going on. But, you know, not this latest stuff, obviously.
Busy with Frank Caliendo. I wonder, how would John Madden have handled Antonio Brown?
You know, I would have put him in his whole body in the cryogenic freezer. That's what I would have done. I mean, that's where we put the turkeys. Stuff the chickens and the duck and the turkey, and then you put Antonio Brown in there, and then boom. I mean, there's a recipe for disaster.
Again, you know why that tickles me is because as a player, John Madden would come to your game. He would come to practice, and we'd all be sitting there because he's John freaking Madden. And we, you know, he's on the video games for crying out loud, you know, and we would come to practice or he'd be at practice and we'd be whispering like, that's John Madden. What I hope I can make the John, you know, the all Madden team and stuff. Like he was so iconic as a broadcaster. And you are so, I mean, the imitation's so spot on. I'll tell you the other one that I love right now that you've got going on because he has become almost this caricature of himself. Is Jerry Jones and, you know, split pies and like like they were so good, their opener against the Giants. I mean, so good. And yet they've got, you know, the whole broadcast is, you know, we've got another guy we got to pay. There's Amari Cooper. There's Dak Prescott, what he's doing. You know, there's a couple other young guys you're going to have to pay eventually. But you are so spot on with Jerry Jones.
Well, I appreciate that, Mark, and from what we're talking about here, I believe that we will take future pies and divvy them up to present pies, and we will take pieces of pie from different years, not unlike the Avengers did. And he would never have an Avengers reference, right?
Right.
I believe that we have called Dr. Strange. Tell you what, man, Caliendo's jumping the shark on that one, man.
I couldn't help but notice Morgan Freeman had a nice little run there with the Angel Has Fallen movie.
Ah, yes. That's the truth, Sonny. When we're finding a segue, let's just find the movie the guy's in and we'll work it in. Truth is.
I did a bunch of these Instagram posts every Monday, and you add Frank Caliendo on Instagram. If you can't spell Caliendo, it's the letter C, the word alien, and the word do. So at Frank C. Alien Do. The Monday Morgan Motivations this week is a Stephen King quote, which is fairly interesting because it was out. But there's that. If you go back one before that, too, it's Gruden. I don't know, Mark, did you send that to me, too? A few people sent it to me with Gruden when they were asking about Antonio Brown. He actually does say, they're like, hey, was that actually you on the phone? He's like, maybe it was Frank Caliendo, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But hey, have you met Morgan Freeman?
No. I mean, I have a friend who does junket report. I was just talking to him earlier this morning in Milwaukee, does the junkets, and every time he sees Morgan Freeman, he brings me up to him, and Morgan Freeman this last time went, ah, I know. You know Frank Caliendo. We get it. So Morgan Freeman's sick of hearing him bring me up. The first when I did that thing years ago, the LeBron letter, he was on Jimmy Fallon that night, and Jimmy Fallon's like, hey, do you like it when people do impressions of you? And Morgan Freeman's like, ah, no.
Is there anybody that
That was right after they played the clip of me doing it too. It was reading LeBron better and Morgan Freeman like, I think I'll pass on that, Sonny.
Is there anybody that you have done an impression of that told you they didn't like it? To stop.
There have been a few people. I don't want to name names, but some people do not like me. Just say it like that. Maybe you can figure that one out. Getting better, incredible, phenomenal, arugula. Tell you what, man, a vacation arugula one time. I love that place. Isn't that where arugula? Isn't that where Ezekiel Elliott was before he got the T-shirt from Jerry Jones? I believe that none of that was a setup.
Oh, Lord have mercy. You know, here's the deal. Frank and I have known each other for quite some time. And, like, I'm sitting here because I've got a mirror in front of me, and you know how I am, Frank. I'm making faces.
I was going to ask, are you making the faces while I'm...
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I've tried to interview, like, Frank can't, if we were face to face right now, Frank would be horrible in this interview because he'd be watching me imitating him, imitating people. Because you've got to put,
brutal.
Every face that every impression you do, you like morph in. That's the thing that amazes me is, not the voice is incredible and what you're able to do, but like you morph into the character with the facial tics as well.
Yeah, we started doing a podcast. I wasn't sure what the podcast was going to be. I realized doing a podcast should probably just basically be me and my friends talking about me until people are sick of it. So, but we're going to start going to video too, just for that reason. Because a bunch of us all do Gruden faces at the same time or Jerry Jones. One of my friends actually pulls his whole face back while he's doing the Jerry Jones. It's pretty fun, but yeah, that the physical element of it can be very fun, and then we'll go try and monetize it on YouTube or something.
Hey, look, this is just a cheap ploy to get you to do two more voices. So, which one do you make more facial, gymnastics? Is it Charles Barkley or Adam Schefter?
Actually, both of those, with Chuck, I just get a very, very serious look, because that's what I'm here to tell you about is honesty. And that's the best way to go about anything is to tell people how stupid they really are. Doesn't matter who they are, just tell them that they're ridiculous. That's the only way to go.
And with Adam Schefter, the most important thing to do is probably at the end of a sentence or maybe a paragraph, do those silly little rabbit teeth. Doing it now.
I've never heard it described as a silly rabbit teeth, but I can see it in my face.
Well, he does that. Sometimes he'll do that. I make it way bigger, but his smile sometimes a little bit of teeth will show. And Schefter's so awesome because he's so specific. You'd be like, where are you? I'm in the doctor's office. Three seats over from the wall. There's a Highlights magazine from 1986 still sitting here. I'm with my daughter. This is probably going to be the number one doctor visit in the history of the United States. No. What city are you in? Oh, I'm in New York. Okay.
At Frank Caliendo. Follow him on Twitter. It is always a pleasure. And last one for Coach Gruden. How worried are you about the Broncos tonight?
Tell you what, man, because I'm talking to you guys right now, scared to death. Local audience, man, please them. That's what it's about. That's what's on with you guys, man. I'll tell you what. Stuff right now.
Hey, man, if they call you to do pregame, just please, for everybody here in Denver, just say, hey, you can't make it this pregame, but you'll come next week, okay?
Yeah, right?
Take
the shuttle, Caliendo, on a shuttle for the best luck. He's like the rabbit's foot, which is probably the most unlucky rabbit to lose its foot, so you can have luck. Think about it for a second. Hey, and also, frankpods.com can get you all the other stuff, too. So the new podcast on Instagram, at Frank Caliendo, and that's the end of my plugs, man.
All right. Thanks, Frank. Appreciate you, buddy.
Appreciate you guys. Hope to see you soon. I got to get out there and do some comedy.
Yes.
No question. You know what? We'll load a theater up. I mean, you come out here, we'll load the theater up with all our listeners. We'll have a great time.
Awesome. Love it, guys.
All right. Frank Caliendo joining us.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.